Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Let me just get settled here before there's some... As you can see, there's four chairs, so that's always exciting. That's always one too many. And then makes Sam Levine angry. But also, one of the four is having traffic issues, so this might be one of those suspenseful ones. But I think they're pretty close. A mile and a half's not too far, right? You guys are laughing because you're in Los Angeles and you know, like, there's some going on at the Chinese Theater or something, because it was hard for me to get over here. But I always come over really early. Let's start the show. My name is Doug and I love movies.
And this is Doug Loves Movies.
That might be the best yet, Los Angeles. Yeah. You got there. Sometimes on the road when I say it, there's so much enthusiasm that it just sounds like, oh! Coming to you from our semi-weekly home, the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, May 6th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead, Man Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph and Dog, The Afternoon Delight, Sleeper... Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death. Yeah, thank you. Got lots of stand-up and Doug Loves Movies tapings and movie interruptions coming up, so go to DougLovesMovies.com to find the show nearest you, and DougLovesShirts.com so that you'll have something to wear to the show. The prize bag includes some silly things that I brought, like a Doug Loves Movies shirt and... A Gateway Doug CD, but it's got some other amazing stuff that I'd rather just dig out once the guests are out here, if they're all here. Three of them are here for sure. I was just talking to them. Please welcome previous game winners Brian Bishop and Nick Thune, along with Robert Kirkman and Jon Favreau. All right, yes, 3 out of 4. the traffic outside has just come to a dead halt, and Robert Kirkman is stuck in it. So he'll get here when he gets here, and I hope that folks here at UCB will just escort him to the stage when that happens. Whenever he shows up, he'll get his own round of applause.
He's probably using Apple Maps, because I use Waze, and you got me around all that stuff. I'm a dedicated guy, though, so.
That's Nick Thune, everybody, who, according to my notes, you won the show at CineFamily.
Yeah.
You beat Griffin Dunne.
Beat the shit out
of with his daring assertion
afterwards
in Asparagus Pea that the movie that is pretty much sounds exactly like Citizen Kane is actually Touch of Evil. Mm-hmm. He was very committed to that.
Mm-hmm. The wrong year, though.
I had the wrong year, but yeah. He also, that wasn't the year that Touch of Evil came out either. That's Jon Favreau, you guys. Actor, director, new movie coming out called Chef, and actually listens to this show. How long have you been a listener for?
Oh,
you were just waiting to run into me at a party before finally admitting it and coming on?
I like listening to it. I don't think I'm going to be very good at it.
That's not important.
I know. Clearly. It's nice. But I got to, you know, I ran into you and I told you I liked it and you invited me on. And I said, yeah. And Edgar Wright was there and he said, you got to do his show. It's a lot of fun.
Right. Edgar says that to everybody, which I love.
That's why we love him.
He's like the best guesser through him. That's how I got Nick Thune.
Edgar?
Yeah.
He's always right.
I had to go around Adam Carolla to get... Brian Bishop is here, everybody. So is your book still a thing? Does that expire? Should we promote it some more?
Yeah, you missed your window, Doug. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
The book came out on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was
so this is great timing.
This is perfect.
Coming back and talking about it some more.
Yeah.
You brought me one that has like stuff written on it. I'm excited to go home later and look at it like a high school yearbook. When you don't look at it till later and you're like, oh, they drew so many cocks. But
keep in touch. Have a great summer. Yeah, penis.
Cock. But I assume you didn't do that to mine. But we have a copy here for the winner tonight. Have you pre-signed this?
I have not, but I will sign it.
Oh, let's
for
go
the
ahead
winner.
And sign it. Yeah, let's get that signed. It's called Shrinkage, and it's out now.
Yeah, who's got a
it's
pen?
It's available. I got a Sharpie right here,
send
buddy.
Send it on down.
Wow, that was like an old-timey Western.
Whiskey and a Sharpie.
Brian won a couple last time we did a show here, I believe.
2 weeks ago.
Who did you defeat?
No one, just John fucking Ham.
Oh.
And James Avania.
You took down the hamster. Yeah. Oh, he's in a wheel of regret. He was at that same party. He seemed in good spirits.
Yes, I would be too if I was John Hamm.
God, it's so great to be him. Just walking around, just being him.
Are you speaking from experience?
He's so in your head too, because those Mercedes commercials
sure.
on all the time. It's just like, John, we get it.
They come on.
We need to work harder to get that car.
They come on during Mad Men too, and it kind of throws off the whole year thing for me.
He went into the future. I thought it was good to know that he's still in the ad game.
Yeah.
But now he's doing voices. Who's that Trivago guy? Who's that guy supposed to be?
He's strangely intense.
Yeah.
The Trivago guy who's like kind of disheveled, but kind of together, but really intensely looking at you.
I'm
and telling
sort
you
sort of casual. I don't wear a belt. I'm like Joaquin Phoenix in Her. I'm a sensitive future guy who doesn't wear a belt. Do you know what we're talking about, John?
No, this is at home, though. I could fast forward this part.
Yeah.
I didn't know Doug loves commercials so much.
15 seconds.
Thought this was about fucking movies. Well, buckle in, because when Robert Kirkman gets here, we're going to talk about TV for a little bit. You like that show?
Yeah, Walking
Dead.
I
love it.
Although they upped the game on Game of Thrones, they got zombie babies now. So I wonder how they're going to respond. Spoiler alert.
That was my favorite part of Twilight Part 5, is when there was a baby vampire and they had to throw it into the fire. And then the movie's got a PG-13 rating.
I know.
That wasn't a person. That was a baby vampire.
And fucking Chef's an R, because we say fuck more than once.
How many times?
More than once.
How many fucking times, John?
It's not Wolf of Wall Street, but it's...
Oh, okay. Who brought this shirt?
Me.
What is it?
That is a Cosmic and I'll Get Behind. That is a Fight the Patent Trolls t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
These are people that hate Patton Oswalt?
That's
yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, trolls are the first to hate on other trolls. It's really a troll-on-troll crime. Yeah. Yeah. Patton would be the first to admit it.
That is a sad thing.
Such a cliche.
My heart goes out to Patton and his family, and he'll get through it.
Look, there's a Walking Dead, like his gifts got here. The traffic didn't keep a hat from getting here.
They probably use Google Maps.
But there's that shirt I talked about. But what did you bring, John? You brought some
good
stuff.
Oh, I got some good stuff, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you bring?
Well, one is
Describe it.
One is the soundtrack from Chef, a great soundtrack. And it's the cover was actually designed by Robert Downey Jr. And it's pre-signed. And the other thing is, if you dig deep, there's a Chef challenge coin for those of you with military experience. There we go.
Heads or tails?
Not available in stores. There it is, Chef, with a food truck on the other side.
It's got a nice heft to it. It's like would just be a fun thing to have.
Yes. Could be good for a good marker for a poker game, a good button.
Yeah, you're right.
Do that.
Yeah, you got to protect your hand.
Here we go.
Oh, here he is!
John, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's Brian down on the end there.
How's it going?
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Late. You won the game. We all screwed up.
See you later.
No, thanks for, I know what it's like, the L.A. traffic, getting across. Hollywood was the problem?
The problem is that I left later than I should have.
Oh, okay.
I hate it when people show up at meetings here. That's a very honest answer. They're like, oh, the traffic. Mm-hmm. It's like, really? I drove here too. Like, I don't know why people do that. So I left later than I should have. I thought I could get across town quickly, and then I didn't.
Common.
I appreciate
you live across the street at the Scientology Center, right?
Yeah. Practically.
Mm-hmm. We've got some stuff. Your prizes arrived before you did, so that was cool.
It was impressive.
How'd that happen?
That, you know.
I clearly picked those out then.
It was your idea to have a Walking Dead hat and a Walking Dead lunchbox. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Sounds like there might be like a human liver inside. And
peanut butter jelly sandwich.
There's actually a Blu-ray of The Gray in the lunchbox.
Oh. Look at this thing. It's going to bust through this flimsy bag I got at the airport today.
Whoa.
The Walking Dead Compendium 1. Yeah. It's thick and it's...
You could kill a zombie with that thing.
You could.
They cast, what's his name, the kid, Carl, they cast him really good.
He looks like that guy.
Right? Because this was drawn before he was cast.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah. So they did a good job.
It was Chandler Riggs.
I picked this up and I was just like, Carl, where's Carl? Oh, there's Carl. I don't ever want to lose Carl.
We put him on the cover because we thought people would be worried.
Yeah. Where is he? He just scampers off. But but I love, that's my favorite thing to yell in a mall now. Just run around going, especially one in Atlanta. Just run around, where's Carl? I'm just dropping everything all over the place. Nick Thune brought his album Thick Noon,
which the covers
CD version.
Thank you.
There you go.
The cover was also designed by Robert Downey Jr.
Oh. It's a little
great
busier
designer
than the Chef one. I think he learned some lessons making this one.
You got to start out somewhere, you know.
And also in the bag, this goes on and on. Do you know how to play the Leonard Maltin game, Mr. Robert Kirkman?
Yes.
Okay, good. You don't need the instructions. And Johnny Favs knows how to play. I think this is going to be exciting. Okay, well, I'll leave that in front of you just in case. But also, I met these people at Pop's Hot Dogs. Here in Los Angeles, and they gave me these cards that are good for one free hot dog, and they gave me 250 of them.
Wow.
So I'm going to put a couple in the bag each week.
That's a good business model.
You should... You should put them
Flash mob them for 250 dogs.
Guys, great news. We moved 250 dogs today. Bad news, didn't make a penny.
But they're super nice, and so I'm going to keep putting those in the bag. And who brought this thing right here, this DVD?
Me.
Okay, I should have
You both brought
that.
The gray.
What? No.
What are the odds of that?
Brian brought Liam Neeson in The Gray.
Yeah, so enjoy
which
that.
Which is a great movie if you like watching Liam Neeson explain to somebody how they're about to die. Every person that dies in this movie, he talks them through it. He really explains what's going to happen.
Spoiler.
Don't watch it on the plane. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, the plane crash in there is pretty gnarly. Good call, John. This is the part of the show. Well, I got to ask you guys real quick about. this is like opening up something on Christmas Day and then trying to put it back in the box. It's like it's not going to happen. All this shit's not going to fit in this bag now. But let's talk about starting with Brian. Have you been to the movies since the last time we talked to you?
Actually, no. I've been in New York.
Perfect. John Favreau.
For
you?
Tour, my book Shrinkage came
what
out.
What was the last? Brian's been on a book tour. He's got a book called Shrinkage.
I've honestly been just seeing Chef over and over again at different screenings. So it's
watch it the whole way.
How is it?
It's growing on me.
You weren't sure what to think at first.
But you do like watching it?
I do because
it's just fun to hear that audience.
I honestly,
reaction.
When you're and I'm in it, you know, which I haven't really been a lead in the film, and it's funny, and there's nothing like you know. I know where the laughs are, so I'll kind of hang out for the parts that to see if they play and. It's a white knuckle ride every time when it's your movie because you don't know if they're going
to
like it or
are
not.
Are you trying to say that you've only seen 1/4 of Four Christmases about a dozen times?
No.
I love your scenes in that movie.
Thank you. You're
so fucking funny in that movie.
Thank you.
If you have never seen Four Christmases, watch at least his scenes.
With Katie Mixon, too. She's
she's
awesome. Eastbound and Down. Mm-hmm. She's great.
Really funny. You're sitting around playing. What game are you playing? Like
Taboo.
Taboo. Oh, God damn it.
That was supposed to be the
It reminds me of this show, that scene. The way some people are, how intensely they play.
Yeah, yeah. And I was eating those chicken wings, too. That was a good idea for the first take. Me just sucking those chicken wings off the bone. They were from Hot Wings right here. And I sent them across town to get them. And they were nice and cold by the time I got to the studio. And I went for it, man. I must have eaten 6 dozen of those things.
And people don't know what actors go through.
No, I know.
It's it's tough.
You didn't ask for a spit bucket.
I'm Method Man.
You're Method Man? I'm Method Man.
So
oh,
glad
man, I love your
so
work.
So glad I finally got him on the show.
Oh, man, you're good.
What about you, Nick? What have you seen?
Well, I went and saw myself in the theater this weekend because I'm in a movie where I play penis.
You saw Bad Johnson?
I did.
And you're the title character?
Is me and like 3 people in the theater.
How did you train for the role?
A lot of masturbation. Videos. I didn't actually do it. I was watching it. And but I really just, you know, it was really tough to train for this role. To be a villain, it was very hard. And as a penis, it was even harder. And
is that like the fucking tagline on the poster that you just slipped it into the conversation?
I'm just a marketing machine, Doug. But I did, when I came into the movie, I actually elbowed the guy next to me, and I was like, it's me. And he looked at me and honestly didn't recognize me.
How is so it done? Good. Is it your voice, you're the voice of the penis, or
no,
it's your face on the penis?
The penis supernaturally becomes a human.
Oh, right.
So
right,
it's
right.
Just me.
Oh, that again.
Yeah. That old song.
The same old story. And it's sick. I'm so sick to see this stuff redone over and over. The penis movie with the good-looking guy playing the penis. And it's tough.
All right.
And I love my performance, though. I thought I did great.
How soon can people see it?
It's in the theaters right now. Or they can buy it on iTunes.
It's in theaters right now?
In like 10 cities.
Okay.
Not 10 cities.
Could you name
cities.
2 of the 10?
Yeah, Seattle, LA,
boom.
New York.
He said 2.
I asked for 2, that's right.
I threw in a third because no one stopped me. I'm kicked off the show now.
Here's my question for you, Robert Kirkman.
What?
Oh, first the traffic and now this. Got to answer the stoner's question. I wrote it down. Hang on.
Take your time. Take
had
your time.
Had you actually seen Love Actually before casting Andrew Lincoln as Sheriff Rick?
Yes. Yes.
And
I
you thought
when
that
I, when
pussy,
I saw screen...
that piece of shit from that movie, could play a stand-up guy like Rick Grimes?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've watched this show, but Rick Grimes is kind of a pussy. I mean, you know.
How dare you?
He screws up a lot. He gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah. He has these weird bouts with sanity. And.
But he filmed that really cool wedding video in Love Actually.
Yeah, he was their wedding video videographer.
Yeah.
But
the
then he shows up at her doorstep.
Video ever.
It's that black guy Chiwetel Ejiofor. He shows up.
His best friend.
Yeah, he's his best friend. Shows up at the door with all these cue cards about how in love with her he is. And then she kisses him and they both walk away like that was a valid exchange. That everybody got what they wanted out of that.
And he was
some guy loves me. Oh, I got a kiss. Well, I hope there's no zombies on this walk home. But yeah, I was blown away because I'd seen lots of Walking Dead before I realized it was that guy.
Same guy.
And now I won't shut up about it. But he's a good actor.
He's so good.
You guys have a few of those sneaky people with foreign accents pretending to be American on the show.
There's a few of those.
So,
there's a few bad actors, too.
So
I mean, let's be honest.
Goddamn good at it. Who's a bad actor on there?
I'm kidding.
But you don't ever go. How often do you go to the set? Do you just stay out here mostly?
I go a bit. I don't go as much as I should. I'm leaving to go tomorrow. Does that count?
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, I'm there a few weeks here and there, you know.
Just walk around. You just kind of stomp around. I invented this. This is all mine.
I just take things from people on set.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I created Walking Dead. Give me your hat. It's like that. People are like, oh, we got Chick-fil-A for lunch. And I'm like, all right, give me that sandwich.
I think it's super cool that the cast of that show, they're all really badass now. Like how they look, how they dress, how they behave. Like the zombie apocalypse just took a bunch of actors. And, you know, by putting them through the paces of all these seasons, they're all fucking badasses now. They could all go off and have, careers in action movies of their own.
Yeah, they're nothing like that in real life, though. I have to stress that.
Okay.
But no, it's being in Georgia, being in the heat.
Look at how Steven Yeun has changed in several seasons of the show.
Steven Yeun in particular, I'll give him crap because in between season one and two, he basically was just like, you know what, I'm going to be buff now. Like he spent the entire off season lifting weights. And so he showed up for season two and we were like, that's not what we wanted. Why are you doing that?
So pizzas were real heavy. A lot of heavy pizzas. Did I ask you if you've been to the movies lately? Do you go to the movies a lot?
I go to the movies a lot, actually. I recently saw The Raid 2. I saw Amazing Spider-Man the other day.
I heard The Raid 2 is continued, like they just do it 20 minutes later.
Yeah, it's 2 hours, I think. God,
yeah. It kind of is, yeah. But it has lots of dramatic scenes. It's not nonstop fighting.
There's a lot of plot.
There's less fighting, but it's a way.
The fighting is great, and when someone falls off of something, they hit every rail going down. Like it is all as violent as possible.
Yeah.
And it's so fun.
Are both the brothers in it, or is it move on to a whole different?
There's only one brother in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose this fucking game. I can tell already.
You haven't seen The Raid?
I don't know what you're all talking about. I'm in trouble.
You don't know what The Raid is?
I know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. You guys see The Raid and Raid 2.
I'm just happy that these won't be answers. No, you're talking about them.
No, I could talk about movies we've talked about in the show. Yeah, I don't think I could name any Indonesian actors, so I would be terrible if that movie came up. But I wouldn't be able to pronounce them. I think we've covered everything. Oh, one thing I want to say. Dinner for Five, that show you did, John?
Yes, yes.
What about bringing that back as a podcast?
Doug, there's five people on this stage.
Here we
right?
are.
All we need is some
chicken wings,
food. Some sloppy joes, and we got a spinoff.
What's great about this whole podcasting movement is that I love watching and listening to those types of conversations, and it was hard to pull together then. Now you could just throw your earbuds in and listen to it whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, you're going to make fun of me now. I'm talking too slow.
You know how Doug does.
I'm PTSD.
You did get a little too close to me backstage. You might have a contact.
I'm PTSD. I know it's coming. I've heard the show too much. I'm keeping my head down.
No, that was a sincere request. Make that a podcast. I'll come on it if you want.
Thank you.
I mean, you had amazing guests on that TV show.
It was really fun, and I would. It's hard to book. You know how it is. It's hard to book guests.
But that's like a predecessor of podcasting.
It
a
is.
Lot of podcasting is basically that, you know, just conversations.
Have you ever thought about
sitting around?
Can I ask a question, though? Is the dinner real? Like, do you get free dinner?
Yeah, it was. And it was dinner time, too. That was what was hard.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to do it like when, you know, you do a movie that you go in when a restaurant's closed. It's cheaper to shoot that way. We would find places that were closed, so we'd shoot Sundays and Mondays. Huh. So it would be a real dinner experience with the cameras real far away, real food, film the whole time, and then build it in the editing room later. And if there's anything people said that they didn't want to share because they had a few too many drinks or something, we'd cut it out.
But so you put that on the DVD later, right?
Have you ever thought about making a podcast about putting me in your next movie?
Yes.
Nice.
That'd be a good podcast.
Good work. That's how you got in knocked up, as you were on this show with Judd Apatow.
You have quite a range from the roles that you've played. So
penis,
and not a penis.
Yep,
that's great.
It's been, and it's such
that's
a
his
change.
Resume. Just penis and guy in parking lot who is not a penis.
You can't get more different than that.
No.
That's the range of roles available in the universe.
Yeah, talk to Downey about that.
Did you guys bring some name tags for our guests to choose from? Because this is the part of the show where you guys get to pick who you're going to play for.
I can't see anything.
Los Angeles crowds don't embrace the name tag thing much lately.
A bunch of jerks.
No, they're nice people that got here early and waited in line. So.
Wow, they really do it.
God bless them. But there are some, yeah. So if you guys want to go pick who you're going to play for, while you do that, we're going to do a commercial break. We'll be right back. We're back! And you guys have name tags. That was really fast.
There wasn't a lot to choose from.
I didn't even have time to get my phone out and prepare for this. Who are you playing for, Robert?
I'm playing for someone named Megan, who did a Megan Must Love Dougs, which is actually pretty cool. I didn't catch that at first because the U is pretty small.
Right, right.
So at first I was like, Megan Must Love Dogs. That's pretty lazy. They just put their name in front of it. And then I noticed that little U, and I was like, all right, I chose all right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Went from lazy
to
charming.
Good job, Megan.
Good job, Megan. And who are you playing for there, Nick?
I've got Aaron.
I thought you were playing for Dale.
I am playing.
You have his pale ale in front of you.
I'm always playing for Dale's pale ale, but also tonight.
Oh, it's the hat. It's the hat. Here, let's keep it down so I get a good shot of it.
It's Aaron for Wayne's World hat, Aaron's World. You're doing a good job, Aaron. Doing a good job.
That's really, like, the listeners are getting a real clear picture of how few name tags there were to choose from.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, John, let me see that one.
Mine's Davidiodrome. It's a thinker. It's a thinker. More than ha-ha funny, but it's. I think it doesn't look like Videodrome, but it sounds like Videodrome, and I figured that was better for a podcast. So Davidiodrome. And remember, Debbie Harry, I don't know how old you are, but she was quite the sultry sex symbol
you liked
at the time.
Her?
And that was the first time I think she appeared on anything but the poster on my wall or an album cover.
Are we still in commercial?
Oh, classic burn.
Which direction do we go? Because I know how to...
Yeah, now you have an enemy.
Yeah. So is he before me or after me? It's like poker.
Come this way.
We'll see. We'll see which way it comes.
He gave me the friendly tap on the thigh, so I meant he didn't mean it.
That was your thigh?
Brian, what is that you're playing with or for? What's going on over there?
Robin, now I assume she baked this delightfully smelling thing. Robin, did you make this or just pick it up on the way?
No, I made it.
That smells like carrot cake.
Don't eat it.
What have we? What is this?
Banana bread.
Oh, fuck yeah.
From the dispensary?
Don't eat it.
Is there anything
other
than the main ingredients of banana bread?
No. Yeah, it's just that.
She's stumbling.
She's staring.
Oh, there's certainly not razor blades in there. Don't eat it.
Robin, I'm on chemotherapy. I can't eat stuff like this if it has anything other than... No, seriously, is there anything other than banana bread ingredients?
No, just banana bread.
Wonderful. Well, then this shit's going to get eaten.
Yeah, and let us know, what happened at the hospital and how much it set you back.
How much it set you back?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's had a lot of issues with illness that I'm sure he covers in his book Shrinkage that's available now. And, yeah, and so I don't want you to get more sick again.
The epilogue is going to be Robin's banana bread.
So sad, but finally, maybe I get some press coverage. Doug Benson kills a guest on his show. All right, let's. We gotta decide who's gonna go first amongst all of you gentlemen tonight. And the way we'd normally we just not nor there's no normally. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play a little game called Doing Lines with Mark Wahlberg.
You guys want to do some lines?
Mark Wahlberg.
Then let's do some fucking lines, boys.
He loves to come by the show. He loves high fives, side fives, whatever, violent fives.
Those were real hard
fives.
Yeah,
he's slapping him hard. Don't, please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
How you guys doing? You doing good or what?
Great.
Mark's rocking the duck
face. So Mark is... Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture. It's often a motion picture that Mark enjoys. It's not necessary. So sometimes we're a little stumped.
It's the only fucking movie I ever got turned down for.
Oh, okay. Well,
did you read
an extra clue? That's an extra clue.
Here we go. You guys ready? You want to do a fucking line or what?
Yeah. So first person on the panel that says the name of the movie into your microphone is the winner. Let's see what he says.
The Waiting.
I'm in a store. I'm singing, and I'm in a store.
Oh, it's an elf.
It is fucking elf.
That's correct. Congratulations, Jon Favreau, for recognizing a scene you directed. How do you do it? It's clean living, isn't it?
That deserves a bunny banana bread.
I also like that. I got fucking turned down for that.
I got fucking turned down for that movie. Let's just leave that out there.
What? Which part were you up
Peter
for?
Peter Dinklage beat him out.
What's that?
Which part were you up for?
The fucking dude with the tights.
Well, did that animosity continue with Will Ferrell when you weren't together on The Other Guys?
No, I was like, you know what? Some people with bad teeth got to get jobs too.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll talk later.
We'll talk later? Is that what you just said? Sometimes he doesn't leave. Sometimes he keeps coming back. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. Early apologies to put your hands together, because we haven't even begun the Leonard Maltin game. But that's right. John Favreau gets to go first because he nailed that game. And
sadly, with the cadence, I almost missed it. That would have been
a great direction to go, I think.
Then we'll go to Brian, and then we'll go to Robert. And you get to pick the first category, John.
Okay.
Would you like... Oh, that worked out good that you got that, because one of the options is movies that you're in.
Me or somebody at the table?
Someone at the table is in one of these movies.
Okay.
And then your next option is, as suggested on Twitter by Sleepy Geppetto...
That's a position, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what you do when you don't have wood.
Tell a lie! Tell a lie!
I'm the man, not the puppet! Why do you confuse us? Anger puts Geppetto to sleep. The suggestion was Nonstop, N-A-A-N, stop. So that's films set in India. And at Yeah, Denver suggested The Girl with the Pearl Necklace. Do you want to guess what that is, John?
No, respectfully, I won't.
Yeah, it's bad timing this came up because you've worked with this wonderful woman. Scarlett Johansson has sex. Movies where she has sex. Is that category. So which one of those would you like to play?
I'll go with movies that I'm in.
Movies that you're in, yeah. I don't know why I read the other ones. Could have just avoided that, all that ugliness. Would you like a movie that someone on this panel is in? Have you been in any movies, Robert Kirkman?
Nope.
So have you been a zombie on the show or anything?
Nah, it's not any fun. Nobody wants that.
It is between, so it's between me and...
It's between...
This guy's been in a shitload of movies.
Brian, no movies?
No movies yet.
Okay. No. So would you like a movie that someone on this panel's been in from 2003 or 2007?
Can I IMDb myself?
No, you cannot. First of all, IMDb. And secondly, there is no second.
Oh, yes. Give me one. Yeah.
With words. Let's go. Let's go.
Have you ever been on IMDb?
Let's go.
It's a Dave Matthews band.
I'll go 07.
07?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping it interesting.
07.
3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2007. He says about this film that it's overlong.
Could be any of them.
And he also says, yeah, Leonard gets sleepy. Leonard's kind of a sleepy Geppetto. And he says that it has exceedingly foul-mouthed dialogue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm. From 2007, 3 stars. And he lists, bless you, sneezer in the audience. He lists 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? John Favreau, director and star of Chef in theaters Friday.
How many?
Selected cities.
How many are there?
12.
Let's start with 12.
You know, it's like you came in here knowing what to do.
Have you ever read his reviews of a movie you've been in, Leonard Maltin?
No. I may, perhaps, but not in the compendium.
You're not a review seeker outer?
I'd like to read them, but
oh,
I don't sit and just go through every movie I've done from one reviewer. I think that would be self-flagellation. So, but I read them when they come out. I'm reading them now.
I think Leonard used that in his review of one of your films.
Self-flagellation.
Self-flagellation. Brian, what do you think?
It's 07.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you said again about it. Overlong.
Overlong. And
foul language.
Lots of foul-mouthed dialogue. Exceedingly foul-mouthed.
I think I know what it is, but I don't think it's coming back around to me. The bid's at 12 right now?
Yeah.
Shit. Zero.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, Robert, do you know your options in this situation?
Yeah. Can I go lower than zero?
Ooh,
and if I
say
do
negative
that,
one.
Should I admit that I can see the screen on your phone?
Did you look right at it?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, no.
That's really.
It's right there.
What an honest man.
Hey, you're a gentleman.
Wait. I'm not going to get any pleasure from cheating. I mean, come on.
That's a gamesman.
So I'll go like a negative 100.
Negative
100?
He's going to go negative 12.
No, you don't want to go too many because you can't do that. Even you didn't memorize it from glancing at it.
Oh.
He only saw the title, so if he gets into negative names, he's probably might get into trouble. So
oh, you have to name the names of the...
In order.
Yeah,
backwards.
Did you look at that?
In order.
Did you get a good look at that?
Hardly seems
dang.
So, yes, you can either say, you know, and Brian might not even have the right movie.
I might not.
You could say name it, and then he'll try to guess it. If he doesn't get it right, you get the point.
This seems illegal.
This doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair.
Why? I think you don't know whether Brian knows it or not.
I got this chair. I mean, it's not like I chose to have the chair next to him, so it's not really.
You know that you know
it. It's not my fault.
There's a good chance that these other gentlemen know it. So what I would suggest that you do is say negative one, because all you got to do is name the movie and the top billed performer in it, and you could probably do that, and then see what happens when it gets over to Nick Thune.
I'll go negative one then.
There you go.
What kind of game is this?
But. I have to say, I do agree with him. This doesn't seem entirely fair, but I'll take it. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait.
Aggressive?
You just wait. I'm doing everyone on this panel a favor right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think, kind of. I mean, one person's going to get a point and the others aren't, but...
I mean, I think I know what the movie is.
You think you do?
Yeah.
So do you think you could go negative two? Name the top two people in the right order?
Or maybe somebody who's in it could name more names than that.
I'm going to say negative two.
There you go.
Oh!
Now we go to Jon Favreau. See how interesting this got?
Mm-hmm.
All my dreams are coming true right now.
These are all your dreams?
I'm a simple man with a new dream every 30 seconds. But I just wanted this to happen, because look at him go.
I'm trying to think. I say name that tune.
Oh, okay. There you go. So name the movie and the top two people, Nick.
I'm going to say the movie. Do I say the movie or the people first?
Movie first, but I'm not going to say anything is right or wrong until you say all three.
I'm going to say Knocked Up.
Keep going.
And then I'm going to say Katherine Heigl and Seth Rogen.
In that order?
In that order.
Point to Johnny Favs.
Oh. Was it?
Was Seth Rogen's top billed and then Katherine Heigl. But Nick Thune is in that movie and as the guy in the parking lot.
the one
outside the baby store where all the cool guys hang out.
You should have seen.
Let's go down to the baby store. I keep getting older, but they stay the same age. Those babies.
Yeah.
Wow, I really got scared by that response. What's happening, Mark?
I'm going to do a fucking line, dude.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
This is just for fun, but the first person who knows it, just yell it out.
Here we go. Whoever gets this right gets to watch Donnie for a day.
Wait, that sounds like you're putting them to work. That's like a job.
What's that?
Is it fun to watch Donnie for a day?
I mean, he's good at running errands and stuff. All right, here we go.
Oh, you get to have Donnie do your errands?
Whatever you can talk him into, it's easy.
All right. Go ahead and say it.
I'm not going to kill you.
No, go ahead and say
the line.
I want
you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me. I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
Batman Begins.
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor.
Oh, this goes on forever sometimes. I
want you to
tell
Mark
knows.
You want another one? You guys want another one? You're going
to
give up.
Let's take another one.
Nobody knows it?
No, I'm going to go same movie.
Okay, same movie. Here we go.
Good.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
Batman.
It is Batman. Don't go fucking Begins on me.
He's the worst.
It's just surprising that an A-list actor with millions of dollars hangs around the UCB and does this game.
It is kind of weird that he's here.
Some of them spend it as fast as they make it, you
know. Okay.
I'm broke. Can I come on a podcast?
No, it's not that. I just fucking bought this place.
See, there's always an explanation. There's always an explanation.
Always. All right, what just happened? John got a point, and he challenged Nick, so we'll start with Brian and then go to John. And Brian, would you like... Jamie Cinematics suggested Death Becomes Hair, and that's movies where Bruce Willis is not bald.
Okay.
Do you notice that sort of thing? Do you spend a lot of time thinking about the baldness of others?
It's hard not to notice, especially, you know, Bruce Willis wears the hairpiece, you know what I mean? And he shaved his head rather abruptly around 12 Monkeys, so that was sort of a turned the corner fast.
It's been wigs ever since.
Yeah.
Okay. YOLO Virus, that's movies where an actor who played James Bond dies. You only live once,
only
virus.
Once. Oh, okay.
Or... I didn't even know there was a pool down there. And that's movies where someone is thrown off a balcony. That's the classic line from Diamonds Are Forever. Which one of those do you want to do?
The first two are both good. Let's do Bruce Willis with hair.
All right.
Shit, I should have done the other one.
The year is 2011.
Wow.
2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie tells the story in flashback, and he also says that Bruce Willis, his real daughter, shows up in this, along with hair on his head.
He does not...
Nine names.
He does not necessarily have to have hair throughout the film. He just has hair in at least one part of the film?
He's got hair. What do you want from my life?
How many stars?
He's bald straight through most of the time when he's bald.
How many stars?
2.5.
2.5. I appreciate you swearing off mic. Fuck. Or into it. Do what you got to do, man.
Are we not supposed to swear?
I don't care.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a fucking podcast, man. I don't know what the hell.
This isn't the fucking Walking Dead, man.
The movie I'm thinking of is a four-star
movie. Wouldn't they say
movie?
Fuck a lot if you were running from zombies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our show is bullshit. They would be saying the F-word. They'd be saying the F-word nonstop. It's a real problem. Anytime we're writing dialogue, we're like, oh, that's not real.
Gosh darn zombies!
The movie I thought it would be is a four-star movie, so I'm going to go with six names.
Okay. It's an interesting opening bid. What do you got, John?
I'll say name that movie.
Ooh.
I'd be so happy if you just took this down right now. We're only 2 minutes over. You get six names, buddy.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
2011.
Azura Sky is in this movie. Stacy Travis, January Jones, Bobby Slayton, the
Pitbull of comedy, who never gets
Brian racist. F. O'Byrne, and Troy Garrity. I dare say the remaining names would be much more helpful.
Yeah. Shit, it's not the movie I thought it was. Fuck.
It's a tough spot. But
Looper.
What?
Looper.
That's the four star.
Yeah, and also many years later.
2011?
Is that Touch of Evil you're thinking of?
I fucked up again.
God damn it! That's fucking bullshit.
It's 2001. 2001.
But on this show, that's part of the...
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's part of Reading
the
Green.
Your guess doesn't count. You're still in it. You're still fine.
Give me a minute.
I'll give you... I love that. I should fuck up on purpose just to get that reaction out of people. I'll give you the clues again. It's told in flashback. 2.5 stars.
Bobby Slayton.
The year is 2019.
Looper 2.
Looper is a time travel movie. It could pop up different years.
Yeah. One of his daughters is in it.
I'm going to take a wild
guess. I heard
guess
that was a rumor.
Say The Kid.
The Kid?
The Kid.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad guess. The answer is Bandits.
Oh, man.
That was what I was going to fucking say. I just watched it. So good.
Really?
Yeah, it's so funny. Billy Bob Thornton kills it, like usual.
Yeah, they have a total wig off through the whole movie.
Oh,
right?
Such a great wig off, yeah. And then there's that kind of doofus that drives the cars fast. He's great. He's a getaway guy. And then, of course, we got an Oscar Award winner in there.
Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Two-time winner.
Yeah. She didn't win for that movie.
Well, that means Johnny Favs is our winner, you guys. John Favreau. I'm sorry, Brian. I think that Bandits was just a tough one, no matter what how you slice it.
Sure.
Like, who's going to come up with that except for Nick?
Who just watched it 2 weeks ago?
Claiming that he was going to say that. No. That's the beauty of it. Sometimes you just walk right into it. You just happen to have seen it. Was that a satisfying ending for you, Robert?
I mean, you know, it was all right.
Zoe's next week, right?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll come back for more.
I'll be on time for that one.
John, can you come back? And there's no show here next week, but 2 weeks from now, do you want to come back and defend your title?
Me? Defend my title?
Yeah.
I may
don't have to commit this second, but John, I'm just telling you that's an option.
Oh, thank you.
That you can come back on May 20th.
I'll take that under advisement.
Chef in theaters Friday in Los Angeles.
And New York.
New York.
And then the following week, it's spreading to other cities, 16th. So it's platforming out.
And it'll just keep spreading
hopefully,
and taking down every superhero movie in its wake.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. People are tired of that stuff, man. I'm glad you moved on to food. I can't wait to see it. And Brian, get his book, everybody. Now you really have to get it, everybody listening to this, because of how he was robbed tonight.
I'll take the sympathy book.
Go sympathy buy his book, Shrinkage. And Robert Kirkman, when is Walking Dead coming back?
Oh, God, put me on the spot. October something.
Okay.
Something.
Thank you for coming in. Like, you don't have a specific thing you're trying to promote. You just said yes to doing the show?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun. I was wrong. No, I'm kidding.
I just can't wait till some news service picks up. Robert Kirkman says his own show is bullshit. But I was hoping...
I stand by it.
Okay, that's fair. Or, John, you could come to Denver on May 13th or Las Vegas on May 15th. I'm doing shows in both of those places. That'd be fun for you, travel to another city.
Sure,
and do this.
We'll make it a movable feast.
Oh, my God. Can't believe you just pretended to say yes. And and I'll be in Andrew Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey!
Doing stand-up at the Bourbon Theater on May 12th. And Nick, what do you got going on? The movie Bad Johnson? VOD? Is it on VOD?
Yep, on demand.
Yeah, you know
You know that really great process of releasing it first and then the theaters.
And there were only three people in the theater, you said?
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, I think people say it's better than Spider-Man. It's just no one's watching it. But also, I'll be at the Atlanta Improv, you know, if you don't want to see the movie. I'll do the whole movie live. May 29th through the 31st.
That guy was such a dick.
Good show, though.
Yeah. What are the dates there?
29th through the 30th.
Improv in Atlanta?
First. Yeah.
You played there before?
No.
Is it good?
I've heard.
I play at a place I call the Zombie Barn in Atlanta because it's the punchline and it looks like a zombie barn.
Oh, yeah.
And I always try to get people from Walking Dead to come on and it never works out. The closest I got was I got a lady who gives Walking Dead tours.
What?
I know.
Should have let me know, man. I'll help you.
She was a weirdo.
You got the Padron.
All right,
here,
I'll
though.
Let you know next
was
time.
Was she on her tour?
What?
For you got show? The big man showed up to your show here, though. That's showing some allegiance to the Doug Loves Movies brand.
No, now I don't want any of the other ones. I wanted them to get to him. I just kept saying to my booker, "Where's Carl?" I don't have a booker. There's just me at home by myself. Thank you to all of my guests: Brian Bishop, Jon Favreau, Nick Thune, and the irascible Robert Kirkman. Let me see back to your name tags, gentlemen, that lost this evening, and I will dispense with the shitheads, and we'll be back here at UCB in 2 weeks, possibly with Mr. Favreau defending his title. As always, George Clooney's fiance is a shithead. Is there no shithead on the hat?
No.
Hey, where's Aaron with the
hat?
Come on, Aaron. Can you come down here? Are you deep in the crowd? Is it going to take a while?
A little.
Okay.
That's all right.
Just work on it.
I'm doing it.
Just get it together. Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is a shithead. That just seems racist.
He was good in Star Trek.
Right, he was great in Star Trek. He was all like, "Hey, I don't think you should do that." It's a pretty spot on impression.
Tyler Perry was here for a minute.
Hey, we didn't get the Bane. What happened? We didn't get the Bane tonight.
Oh, there's no Bane tonight?
No.
Okay, I'll do the last one as Bane. And Ben Penn is a shithead.
Now it's time for those who want another talkie. Eyes unfolded, viewing prowess makes him fine.